Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, urban homesteading's growing popularity.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The latest data from a Map the Meal Gap study shows more than 1.8 million Ohioans are food insecure. That's more than 15% of the population. As hunger rises and food access shrinks, some Ohioans have taken matters into their own hands. Ohio Newsroom member station WISO's Shea Frank has more.
Tate Kyle and her husband Ben of Huber Heights in Southwest Ohio had gardened for years. But 2 years ago, they decided to take things a step further.
We have the aspects of like wanting to do our part in making the world a better place and like using what's left over from the consumerist society that we're in. And also with like the aspects of providing our family like the solution to a broken food chain.
So they transformed their yard into a homestead. Rows of 40-foot long raised garden beds built with recycled wood are crowned by a garden archway near the entrance to their ranch-style suburban home. Tate's youngest daughter hugs her mother's hip as she walks us through the mulch pathways between each box, full of raspberries, lettuce, tomatoes, and pollinator plants. The Kyles are urban homesteaders, growing their own food on their own land in an effort to rely less on industrial food systems. Lauren Craig is a homesteading consultant in southwestern Ohio. She has offered detailed guidance and garden designs to over 300 urban homesteaders nationwide since she started her business, Humble Hive Consulting.
Once I started my business, 3.5-4 years ago, it was just kind of off to the races.
Her goal? To build a more attainable, resilient way to access nutritious food in the face of climate change.
All of my designs, they come with step-by-step installation instructions and shopping lists for materials and vegetation, just to make it as easy as possible for the average busy human to be able to, you know, become more self-sufficient.
She points to the recent impact of rising egg prices due to avian flu and farm fallout from Ohio's drought in the previous year.
If your food is as local as your front yard, there is no, you know, petroleum being utilized in transporting that to you as a human.
Margaret Rivera is the agriculture and natural resource educator for Summit County. In August of 2020, she co-hosted an educational series through OSU Extension that addressed the motivations and key obstacles of urban homesteading during the pandemic. While they have not offered any similar classes in recent years, Rivera says she plans to reach back out to class attendees as new motivations for self-sufficiency arise.
With, you know, the tariff uncertainty and talk of store shelves being empty, and now with global conflicts that are going on, I can see that same anxiety returning.
Rivera says a few barriers crop up again and again for would-be homesteaders: a lack of land and a lack of time.
Most farm families work and farm, right? So at least one person in the household has an off-farm income. And sometimes it's both of the, you know, heads of household that have an off-farm income.
That's true for families like the Kyles. Tate homeschools their children, and Ben works as a warehouse manager. But despite those challenges, homesteading continues to grow in popularity. People like Christine Irby partially attribute that to concerns over the quality of food available in stores.
We have no clue what they're using in the cornfield, period. What's going in our air? What's in our water? What's going through the soil? We just don't know.
Irby owns a farm in Montgomery County, and she's part of the Black Indigenous People of Color Food and Farming Network, or BFFN. She says she hopes to encourage others to become more self-sufficient as our climate, food systems, and access continue to change.
It is not a luxury anymore. It is a necessity.
And for urban homesteaders like the Kyles, widening their reach is essential to making a difference.
Our individual action can do so much, but really the big impact lies in community support. We need to join together and make things change, because nobody's going to do it if we don't.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Shea Frank.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.